and to start participating in a way where we're realizing that a lot of the limited belief frequencies and a lot of what's going on within us is part of this whole big co-creation. Well, it is. It's called our DNA, right? Our DNA is our software system in our beautiful little light ship vehicles that is very intelligent. And also it has all our programming in it too.
Welcome to Into the Light podcast. This is where we will be discussing and exploring all things ascension. Ascension journey mapping, and understanding how we can deepen and increase our spiritual and healing journey, along with understanding concepts around the global consciousness awakening that's happening, quantum energy healing, personal growth and enlightenment, trauma healing, and so much more as we learn together from experts in the field. I'm your host, Adina Movana, and I appreciate you taking the time to join me today. Let's dive in.
Today we have Shannon Pardini. For those of you who don't know, Shannon is a pioneer and leader in DNA intelligence. She channels evolutionary light frequencies through writing, singing, and multi-dimensional energy work. With over two decades of experience, she restores distorted DNA, dissolves limiting beliefs, and teaches psychic abilities for soul signature discovery and creative empowerment. As a DNA activator, ascension guide, and hypnotist, Shannon blends ancient wisdom, clairvoyance, biology, and modern science to help transform our lives. Thank you so much, Shannon, for being here. That's so exciting. I love that little bio.
Thank you for the intro. I know sometimes that one can be a long one, but no, appreciate you and just happy to be here and meet your audience. I know that everyone is probably in their mastery here that's showing up. So yeah, excited to be on this call.
Yeah, we got a few people here who I guess enjoyed talking about this stuff in the middle of the afternoon on a Thursday. So that means we're pretty dedicated. And the good thing is I also have a pretty large list of, I think, over 120 or so registrants. And I send out the replays usually on Friday. So if you haven't registered for that, or you want the replay, or if someone's missing this, or maybe seeing us live on Facebook, you can ping me for that. And we'd love to send out the recording to anyone interested. So yeah, I'm just excited to talk to you a little bit more today, Shannon. And I know I've actually watched a few of your interviews and talked to you before myself. And I'm excited every time to have you and just talking about this ascension process, these elevating frequencies, how are we upgrading our DNA and all of this stuff on a real physical level. And then also talking a little bit today about cultivating and diving into our psychic abilities, which is so exciting. I think that's really interesting stuff that people are now starting to realize more and more is a possibility for ourselves, right? Yeah. And so I'm curious, just to get started, you know, what are you seeing right now as far as like what's happening with our ascension process and these, I mean, every day I'm getting different emails about like our DNA and our cellular bodies being upgraded and things like that. So can you tell us a little bit maybe about where we are, like it's 2024 and what's happening to ourselves physically and everything that's going on right now for people who are just kind of new to some of this stuff?
Yeah, of course. And good question. Really dropping in there is, yeah, to answer this question, all of us, we know we're multidimensional and we're having a very multidimensional experiences with the timelines that we're co-creating. And so it is, and the illusions of what's being co-created out there are getting easier for us to read in information and to start participating in a way where we're realizing that a lot of the limited belief frequencies and a lot of what's going on within us is part of this whole big co-creation. Well, it is. It's called our DNA, right? Our DNA is our software system in our beautiful little light ship vehicles that is very intelligent. And also it has all our programming in it too. And so I think at this point, humanity were a lot of the people that have been in the ascension process, the way showers, the healers, the luminaries, I think we're all starting to speak a similar language of DNA and embodiment of frequency. And what does that even mean? Well, there's a lot of consciousness coming online to specifics of what is waking us up. And there is a lot of logic around it to go deeper than that. But again, what I'm seeing is we're starting to realize that what's being co-created around us is very much vibration. It's frequencies. Behind these frequencies, there's a lot of consciousness. And lo and behold, some of us are really tapping in to understand that, oh, we're fully the ones that are controlling us are really this. So again, I think as moving in the embodiment of ascension, I think that's where we're going. And it's getting a lot more clear. We've been participating in all this identification outside of ourselves. We let our ego run all around us, taking in information that we're co-creating in that is not even us, where the body likes to store that information. And so with that said, we're getting deeper in these physical bodies and learning how to harness what we're taking in. And from there, the ascension goes much deeper. So as a collective, I think we're getting smarter, meaning we're starting to define what DNA is, how things are being co-created through the ego or the physical body. What is consciousness? Consciousness is getting more defined too. It's not just black and white. There's so much information in consciousness. And it's part of our process to learn how to use consciousness as a stairway to really starting to embody the information that we're seeing and whether it resonates for us or not, whether we want to be a magnetic match or not. So again, these beautiful fine-tuned bodies that we're cultivating in the embodiment, they really hold all the information and the magnetics. And so it's like, which way do you want to play in it moving forward? What do you want to be a magnetic to? What do you want to be co-creating in timelines? Well, again, we're all fully accountable and we have complete sovereignty and control of all of this. And so I'll kind of let you step in from there because I know that's
enough. No, you talked about so much right there with the abilities and the cultivation of higher consciousness and really tapping into the powers that our consciousness has over everything, our mental, our physical, our emotional state. Everything is interconnected with this understanding of elevating our consciousness or tuning in and magnetizing what frequencies we want to be on when we're doing this process. And I'm curious a little bit on your background, because I know there's been, like, I know you've done some of the biohacking communities and different things that I've seen people do that are kind of like pushing the limits of our physical bodies in order to get attuned to some of these things. Can you tell me a little bit about how your background and some of that really brought you here into this understanding of doing this work on a DNA and on a cellular level for people who are looking for like maybe more of a scientific approach to understanding some of this stuff?
Sure. Yeah. Well, I spent about 10 years in the biohacking community, and that was around working with neurofeedback. And so again, the clientele there that we would work with were going through all kinds of different transitions, whether it was mental, emotional, or going through deep processes of disease that have manifested. But I was able to really just watch how people were storing information, how the neural pathways would wire to how they were cultivating through their thoughts, the emotions, and so forth, where the form would just become so sound within the physical body. And then it was interesting to watch as one starts to deprogram or start reversing the way that the body rewires or the neural pathways or the neural body. Again, it was kind of my intro, but what was happening during that time, because I'm multisensory, is I could read everything that was going on with the person too. And so I was already pretty tapped in with a lot of different tools as an energetic healer. And so I was working both ways. I was working with the neurofeedback, but I was also working in a place of channeling, but not so much channeling, just really being able to read information that was coming for them and seeing what their attachments were and limited beliefs, and then what type of imprints that they were holding deeper with that aspect. So that is like one portion that I kind of took through moving through watching ascension, understanding it, learning the language, watching how the body cultivates and gets more intelligent. From there, there was a couple years where I took people through the actual ascension through a lecture series that I co-created with another woman. And again, that really just took things to a whole nother level, where doing that in a group and really going to a place where we wanted to harness and understand what frequency is and consciousness, paying attention to the mind versus the physical body itself, and seeing what is the truth of what holds consciousness, to start getting the body accelerated. Because again, the body's biotechnology is one of the most sophisticated on planet. It's way smarter than anyone's giving it the capability of. And so it's always ready to turn on. But right now with the physical body is the way that we're using DNA, that software system, but it's running at a very slow capacity. And so with us, as we're experiencing our daily lives and we're pulling in information from our environment, which is being used through the ego, we're pulling in all this information. It's pretty dense. We're always looking for some type of identity out there. And then we're pulling that directly right in because it's already a program match to the body. And so it creates a lot of density in what our experience is. And so my path through many years has been really fully just learning how to understand this. And I always knew that within everything that I was learning to master, that it was around frequency and truly understanding what frequency is. And it first really has to start in the belief systems. Understanding the belief systems, understanding what you're agreeing to, how you're pulling in information into the physical body. What is the physical body doing that's creating these dense, you know, realities or creating disease or form in the body? There's so many different aspects to really take into account. And so I think with that said, another thing that I did at around 2019, 2020 is I took myself through hypnosis probably around 8 hours a day, whether I was sleeping or during the day. And I was tracing every type of frequency I possibly could through my physical body, and really just starting to understand what the information was there and how much we hold on to in this reincarnation experience, which isn't necessary because we are so, again, like I said, the technology of the body is so much more advanced than that. And we can, at the most advanced state, it's really learning how to purify and use frequency as a tool. So wow. I'll kind of talk for a minute.
No, thank you. That's a great explanation on some of the ways that you got to where you are now and how we are. I mean, I guess what I was hearing is that we're only tapped into a very limited amount of our human potential, and that a lot of this ascension process or this calibrating or honing in on these higher level frequencies is so much of that is about opening up this world of being able to tap into like our superpowers or our higher level abilities, that so many of us are maybe stuck right now in these lower density issues and lower frequencies. And you touched on it a little bit where you mentioned that our programming and our consciousness is basically running through our ego. And that being one of the biggest barriers to maybe break through some of this stuff. Can you tell me a little bit about that role of the ego and where maybe we're having to do some of that inner work, or like we talk about limiting beliefs and like the way that we've been constructed or programmed in a way where there's these blockages that are maybe more ego-based?
Yeah, of course. So again, it's right now with humanity is very impressionable, right? And by our narratives, our environment, and we're all watching, right? We're watching and we're taking in the information of what we're seeing. And the ego and the mind and the intellect, which is the same thing, is always trying to identify, right? Identify, identify, identify in what we're seeing in the environment. But again, what we're identifying in through the ego is coming from direct programming. So no matter what we're seeing, we can both be looking at the same thing, but identifying it through the ego completely different. For you, it could be complete victimization. For me, it could be, you know, some sort of empowerment frequency and so forth. But again, the way that the ego is, the ego, I like to say, is a wild horse. We haven't learned how to tame it. And so again, with that said, every time we are outside in our environment and outside of ourselves, we are just taking in information, but that information comes from how you've been programming, whatever you're identifying in, and that's already stored in the physical body. And so again, that's why the ego creates emotions. It creates chemical imbalance. It sets triggers and so forth. And so the good thing about all of this is whatever's coming through with that information of the ego, as you're moving through embodiment and ascension and you start getting more clear on what limited beliefs are and where they're tracing from and how they're manifesting, well, knowing where is it coming from? If it's coming from the ego and it's creating these physical sensations and this identification, most of the time it's not going to be true to who you are whatsoever. Because the physical body is way more intelligent than that. And it already knows that it's not this chemical emotions, right? So anytime we're going into an identification through the ego and we're hitting that chemical and emotion frequency, again, the body is just saying, hey, get it in your lane. That's not who you are. You wouldn't be having these chemical sensations if it was the truth of who you are. Because at the most, again, we haven't taken these bodies into a place where we can harness frequencies that are beyond our programming and hold it. We're just not trained and equipped that way. But again, like I said, our software system is running slow at a particular way. And that can be completely changed, but it's like you really have to go in and learn DNA on a whole different level. It's like learning to ride a bike, but it takes time to harness and hold frequencies that are higher than you've ever held before. So again, with the mind and the ego, it gives us a good opportunity to fully check ourselves. If we're in our environment and we're getting fully triggered and the body is feeling all those sensations, again, it's easy to be like, okay, that's not who I am. Because the body, like I said, already knows what it is. It likes to be in pure field. It likes to be in that calm flow state, purity. So anytime we're getting outside of ourselves, we have that indicator where it's like, get back in your lane. And so the way that I like to put it for people is, it's just like, this physical body is like driving a car. When you're driving, you're in that great flow state. Nothing's going to take you out of that field. But then the next thing, you hit the divider and it's like, right? And you don't pull back. Well, that's the ego. But it's the ego which is going to create all this chemical, emotional sensations because you went into some thought, some form conclusion, some identity. It didn't take time, but it was already programmed inside you for it to meet a trigger. And so does that answer your question a little bit on the ego? So again, the ego, mind, and intellect all means the same to me. And again, what's keeping us again from fully just really honing this embodiment and its purity, one, it's just understanding that, like, hey, okay, what are these chemicals? What are these emotions? Why are they tied to these limited programming? Oh, well, maybe if I pay attention to how I'm identifying in information outside of myself and taking it in, is that true to me? And where do I want to make choice around that? Right.
And the ego being like integrated in rather than something that you're working against in the nature. You want to be able to be in alignment with, like, you hit the bump on the road, but instead of maybe there's a trigger or something happens, but in reality, we want to be kind of a detached observer. People will say, like, where you're not being spiraling into negativity, or it can happen on a small thing or on a larger scale, but really keeping us into that higher vibrational state and that frequency where we're not too derailed in that process of hitting the road bumps in our life, right? Or as minimally as possible, kind of minimizing that negative impact. But that only comes after you've fully leaned into what the ego is here to, how it's here to serve us in the first place or protect us. And, you know,
well, that's what it is. It's again, the ego is, it's wired through your neural pathways, right? Through all space and time, carryover per se over past lives. But again, it is an indicator of, it's trying to keep you safe. It's trying to keep you safe, but not to our benefit anymore, because we've surpassed these survival frequencies, these I have to suffer and all these things. But the issue is how we're interpreting and taking information in our matrix, right? How we're interpreting, taking it in our daily environment that's co-creating and all this. But just like you said, one tool is when you are in that chemical emotion with the ego, to start resetting yourself. Like if you needed a tool, catch yourself when you're finding how you're viewing things, how you're interpreting the information and bringing it into the body. And at least you can catch yourself there, like neurofeedback. Right. Of, oh, okay. I just saw how I went into identification. It doesn't feel good. I'm in all this emotion and so forth, but I know that's not the truth of who I am, because again, the body already knows what it is. It wouldn't be giving all these triggers if we weren't so far removed in this separation outside of ourselves. So that's what's so cool about the technology of this body, is it's always giving us signals to come back in and start consolidating. It doesn't want to be these, all this different identification and separation from outside of ourselves. There's a whole sophistication system that you have to learn to go in and allow to come online, which that takes time. I've been taking people through this whole, like the whole process I speak of is very, again, very logical, but it takes time to unfold someone to really use consciousness, the body and the DNA, the way it was meant to be used. It takes like 2 to 3 months to really master that. And sometimes it takes people longer. But the bigger picture here is for people that are new and trying to assess their ascension and their embodiment, it's never going to be outside of yourself. It's, you have a whole source that is so sophisticated in frequency, that has a consciousness behind it, that is within the physical body, that you will go in and activate at some point through this embodiment ascension. And I guess the point here is nothing is outside of ourselves. And we keep trying to go to all these places, going to the next expert, the next guru, the this, the that, that when really it's, again, it's coming to a place where you can start consolidating the information that you're taking in, know what it is, how to make choice around it. And from there, know when you're doing that, it's empowering you, because that's where you start co-creating purer timelines. Again, everything that we're doing, we have to come to terms with, we're accountable for. We are just creators. And everything that we're taking in and information and identifying in is what's playing out in a timeline for each and every one of us. And we're all great creators and we're all very multidimensional, but it's at some point when you're moving through the mastery of ascension and embodiment and DNA and what our true potential is, this is when you just can start to consolidate and get really real of, again, looking at what this limited belief programming of the matrix that we're holding, what's triggering you all the time. What are the frequencies that are coming in? Not letting them get to you. Instead, just understanding that the body's showing you because it wants to just be acknowledged and it doesn't want to hold that frequency anymore. It's as simple as that. It wants to be more in a pure, neutral state, holding these higher fields that we've never held before. And it could be as simple as just going to a really neutral state and understanding what that is. for you to harness, to start switching gears, to start switching the neural pathways over. And again, everything I speak about, there is clearly defined ways of how to do it, and there's consciousness behind it, but I'm just speaking general right now.
Yeah, totally. Well, I mean, you're talking a lot about how we are, like you said, there's frequencies that we haven't held before, or places that we haven't gone, and that really are where bodies want to be in these higher states. Tell me a little bit, because you mentioned in the beginning about how we are no longer necessitating these lower vibrational states like suffering, or you were mentioning like even this illusion of separation. You know, some people talk about that and how it's the breaking down of the old, maybe they were more necessary for our survival, or the like 3D reality of like just flight or flight and just being in these lower states of consciousness. Talk me a little bit about how those frequencies, those states are not even necessary anymore, and how maybe it's making room for these higher vibrational frequencies for us to open up that pathway into letting those in even, right?
Yeah, no, good question. So let me think for a minute how to break this down. So there's only so many frequencies in the matrix itself. So when we're going out in the environment and identifying, it's the matrix, it's a hologram. And there's only so many frequencies that we can ingest and pull in. At the end of the day, when you start consolidating all these limited beliefs, they go to some of the deepest aspects. Don't get me wrong, this stuff does not feel good, but it goes to the deepest roots of separation from source. I have to suffer to be loved. Let me think of some of the deeper ones, just pure survival. There's so many of at the deepest aspects of the root, but again, there's only so many. And so when you start learning to harness and trace your own frequencies, again, of what the ego is trying to identify with, what is that limitation? Allowing yourself to kind of move to see where this information is being stored in the physical body will speak loud, right, of where it's holding that dense, very slow information. But again, going back to the matrix itself and the environment, there's nothing wrong with the matrix, but it's just information. We're in this looping cycle of reincarnation, and we don't have to be, because again, we are way more advanced in that. It's just that we haven't learned how to harness and use the DNA within our system. It just really hasn't been a deep question of what are the intricate here to really advance the potential of the human. But going back to that is, again, it's all about right now where you guys are at is harnessing the information that you are pulling in, seeing how the body is storing that information, seeing how you're making choice with it. Most people in these highly dense survival addiction and all that, you're in a loop. You're in a chemical loop. You're in a loop. The neural pathways are keeping you there because that's what feels safe for you. But again, what's beautiful about that is there's a lot of information there to be discovered and to harness. And beyond the matrix frequencies, there are embodied frequencies that are going to turn on your more advanced equipment in the physical body. But you have to learn to harness them. You have to learn to hold them. And it's not like they're just going to come online. It's, again, you really have to go in and do a deep dive of what you're agreeing to. Why am I agreeing to this? Why do I want to keep looping in this chemical and emotion? And yeah, I know this stuff is hard, but at the same time, that's why we're here. The physical body is just frequency. And it's almost as if it's just like a guitar. When you learn to play each and every note solid, and each and every note has a consciousness behind it. It has a consciousness that turns to intelligence, right? That's when you're playing this fine-tuned guitar, it can make the greatest symphony go. But that's how these physical bodies are. And so once you learn the matrix frequencies that I'm talking about, or limited beliefs, same thing. Once you've mastered that, there's only so many. It's from there, it's like, now you have to learn the other side of it, of what's going to advance potential. And it is frequency. It's holding it, but it has to be held long enough, and there has to be an understanding within the anatomy and the body to click onto it, where everything is in agreement, where it starts holding these more pure fields. So you're not bringing in limited beliefs or timelines into the physical body. Instead, the body's becoming like that beautiful guitar where it's just playing pure frequency. It's not hooked into programming and so forth. There still might be some there, but again, we're given a grand opportunity to master these physical bodies. And when I say it, it's not outside ourselves. You're never going to find it in a book out there. It's really, again, it's like this information it's within you. It's ready to activate. Like, you have a unique source frequency that you were born with, and it's really advanced. It has every answer that's a yes or no for you. Because again, we do have a unique, pure timeline. But right now it's like we're running ourselves ragged because we're identifying in like 20 million things that's putting us on such a multidimensional experience, which we don't need to be. We can learn to attune this big antenna, if you want to say. So it puts us on track to that pure sense of whether it's a timeline or whatever, I don't know. But it will put you on your trajectory where it creates that momentum and propulsion for you of what you're truly supposed or meant to be doing here. And it's pure. And again, when you're going into these higher fields, there's no question about what the information is. Again, it's just what happens in the best way that I describe it, because I've been doing this for a few years now, really taking people to this really advanced space of connecting the whole neural network. But it's one of those things where your innate genius comes online, and that source. Again, there's nothing outside of you. You are that, and it is magnificent, and it is pure, and it's not what you think it is. Again, it's just that it is so pure in information, and it ignites the greatest creations for yourself, because they're already within you to activate. It's just that we keep plugging into all the matrix programming information in our body where we're not even letting that come online. But when you start to do the purity and purification process, that's when you start getting hits. You get downloads. You get pure downloads, not ones that are hooked into the programming. Mm-hmm. You're getting pure downloads that are you, and it's not outside of yourself. It's all right here. And so again,
Yeah, it's like you're saying about being more in attunement and then have like a direct connection to source, to God, whatever Allah we call that, but recognizing that that is the mission, that it's really a process. I like how you described that it's not just something that happens like an instrument. You have to learn it, or you have to learn how to attune yourself. And that's really the purpose of our souls being here and at this time to be doing this work. So it's so powerful to have the tools and the mechanisms and the methodology in place in order to access that. And so many people are talking about overcoming limiting beliefs or getting out of the looping program and reprogramming our subconscious mind. And I know you have that background with like hypnosis and things like that. So you mentioned that it takes time, like a couple, 2-3 months, sometimes longer, sometimes shorter. Can you tell me a little bit about how you are really working with your clients to get them from point A to point B in this process, and what that really looks like over that course of time?
Yeah. Well, I teach lecture series on ascension and embodiment, but with my personal clients, I do a lot of clearing and hypnosis. And so in the beginning stages, when I'm working with my clients, I take them through a really deep understanding of how they're storing information in their body. And so, for example, I'll just kind of speak about what I do in hypnosis and clearing. I'll be talking to someone for 30 minutes and just hearing how they're speaking, hearing how they're identifying what they've been looping in like the last couple of days is really telling as to what the first program is going to show me right away. And so I'll look into the information. I'm already being guided as to, you know, what's happening in the DNA and how they're coding and so forth with that. I start tracing it in the body, and then I'll start finding the deeper aspects of what the deepest root of the belief system is. But in this process, they're pretty clear as to what I'm talking about. They get a good sense of what they've been looping in chemically and what they're looping in identification. And so from there, I'll use that information where I'll go from there, take them up into a theta brainwave state where I can get the body to a very neutral, pure frequency, where I can go in and start overriding the timelines that they keep cultivating and mm-hmm. so forth. So with hypnosis and clearing, for me, it's like I'm going into a quantum computer. I've been doing this for a long time. So there's different frequencies that I look at, and they look like thermal waves. They all have like their own frequency and thickness. And it's just really clear to me at this point of what the information is. And so I have a system of the different layers that I go through that I'm reading on them. And I bring in and hold higher frequencies that we all innately have, but I'm going in and basically taking their agreements offline. So mm-hmm. any timelines that they've been fully enmeshed in and agreed to, I'm going into that body wherever it's the most dense and bringing in frequencies and holding it with them until they release the agreement themselves. So I watch everything to 100%. And so that's what I do. Like when I do teachings, but between teachings, when I'm teaching a person to really learn how to harness and cultivate and advance the physical body, the clearings are very necessary, because to people like trying to understand this consciously of where I speak from, sometimes it sounds too abstract. And so when I'm going into these meditative clearings, my clients are hearing everything I'm saying, but I'm holding them in fields that they can't hold. And they're watching as these frequencies are being going, like I'm overriding them and they're dissipate, but I'm giving them a chance to hold the frequency with me. So the more that they do them, they are able to start empowering and reclaim themselves, because they understand what the body feels like, one, to master these fields. And then two, they understand what the matrix frequencies information and density was through feeling, right? Through what they were holding that was trying to create form or did create form. So the clearing and hypnosis meditation stuff that I do, I wouldn't call it really meditation, but the hypnosis clearing is, it's just another way that I've learned. It's to basically have the person be the instrument and let me show you what these frequencies are, but also know the consciousness behind it until you can hold it yourself. And then mm-hmm. when the body really starts leaving the density behind, where they're not co-creating an identification of the limited beliefs and so forth, the body just starts consolidating. And so they can feel how much clearer and free and empowered. And that's just it. It's like, again, we're all given an opportunity to fully empower ourselves in this place where you no longer get caught up in the matrix information. Because again, there's nothing wrong with the matrix hologram and frequency. We've had a lot of lifetimes. We've played the good, the bad, whatever. But when we're using it now in 2024, we can use it to our benefit to advance this system of the physical body by the information itself. And so all these different frequencies are necessary till they're not necessary anymore, until we can get ourselves out of the matrix vibratory frequency, which we all can, but it takes time. It's not like the body's just going to hold it, right? And so, like I said, when I take people into hypnosis clearing, holding them in those fields, they learn how to harness and hold it. Or if they work with me through teachings and so forth, they'll learn it over time where they can mm-hmm. actually start holding it. Because I got to get them out of that chemical loop, the emotions. They have to learn how they're identifying, and they have to learn what consciousness is. So there's a lot of different steps with it. To me, it's almost like it's riding a bike with different training wheels of consciousness till you can keep taking the training wheels off till finally you're like,
Wow, amazing. Yeah, and do you have a hard time if someone has like difficulty going into hypnotic state, or like I have challenge getting like visualization, because I know you even mentioned some of the attunement and what you're seeing and these states, like if your client has a hard time getting into hypnosis, is that also sometimes a blockage now?
no, they're out.
You're out.
It's
You're just
it's just, because it's, the way that I look at it is I'm really creating, I don't like to use the word light, but I'm just going to use it. I'm creating a light ship for them, and
Okay.
I'm going into the container. A lot of people equate what I do as like psychic surgery in
Yeah,
essence, because I'm just
interesting.
going in, but really I'm just going in and reprogramming everything. And because I'm working from the highest aspect of the DNA, they're held in that container. And that's what gives me the purity of where I work from, because I know it's being held in that container, in that information. And so when they're in that state, the body is just in the field, and I can go in and do what I do very effectively because I get great results pretty fast.
And you can be remote, right? Or in person.
I'm
I know
always remote.
you're
Yeah, I
always remote.
don't do anything in person anymore. I think it's
Yeah.
just we're in that time where I feel like it's way more powerful actually being in the comfort of your home.
Yeah.
And but be mindful, guys, who you're working with.
Right. Even remote. Yeah. So, and then tell me a little bit, because I know we were going to talk a little bit about the psychic abilities coming online, or what you really are helping with. I mean, obviously you're also going into physical afflictions and things that people can clear out of their bodies, but what kind of training to get us into these higher states of frequencies? What are we looking at when we're talking about those abilities?
Well, it's really the same thing. It's to turn on your clairs. It's to move the body in the purest essence of consciousness. So as you're learning to harness in an intelligence within the body's physical vessel, and it's everything I just spoke about. There's all the different steps of mastering it, but when the body starts releasing the programming or the density is when the clairs start coming on. And so when you're moving in the embodiment and ascension process is when the body's in this really fast vibratory frequency, which is it's moving more into that innate soul frequency of the frequency you're born with. It's your clairs get turned on regardless. Right now in the density, we're still a lot of healers and where we're working from just as humanity is still coming from our programming. It is what it is.
Yeah.
But to fully hone and turn on your pure source, your clairaudience, clairsentient, like all of that from the purest state, again, is when you start moving your body out of the limitations, the limited beliefs, the programmings, the emotions, the emotional, learning how to use DNA. What are you identifying in and bringing in and so forth? Because again, when you're turning on all these capabilities that we have, they'll be on, but you want to do it from the purest place possible. And again, that is mastering frequency. When you're really working at a high aspect of, let's just say, DNA, the software system, and you're no longer pulling in information from the matrix, your body is that well-tuned, well-organized frequency of consciousness notes, right? They're just on. It's so easy to see what's a yes and no. It's so easy to look at someone and see all the information because you've mastered the algorithm of the matrix by that point. There's only so much information,
Yeah, and
you know.
we hear the term like divine blueprint. Is that what also this is referring to? Like when we're talking about people who are, or you're accessing this more,
No, I did, not a
is that
divine
different?
blueprint. No, that again, it's the matrix is its own. The matrix hologram is an algorithm, and there's only so many frequencies in that particular algorithm until you can go to the innate source that who you truly are.
And that's different. So what are people referring to when you hear like divine blueprint,
I
or
have no
you don't
idea.
know?
Like, honestly,
Yeah.
it's to me like There's so much information in the quantum field that's just, especially on the spiritual energetic aspect, that's not pure to me. It's not that it's not pure, because again, don't get me wrong, there's nothing wrong with the information in the matrix and how people are using it to get to where they want to in the ascension and embodiment, but there's a pure source, and it's all within this technology. And so all this other stuff, I just haven't found it necessary.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I feel like there's too much that's too congested, and that, I don't know. I just don't know what they're speaking about when they come from that.
Yeah. Well, I love how you said in the earlier on that we all have a unique aspect from source. Like, we all have our own frequency. It sounds like how you would describe directly from God, or we have this pure light within us, but then everything else is kind of this program or this kind of constructs that we've created or that we're entering into. And when we shed all of that away and like go through these layers and get out of the looping and the limiting beliefs, and that's when we're really accessing this power with that takes us directly to God and to source. And so, like in Islam, I come from a Muslim background, we have this fitra state. So it's like your state of purity that you're born with, and then everything else is like a contamination. And so I've heard it, or I've thought about it in terms of like your pure blueprint state. That's kind of where I was thinking the language might be in alignment with what you're describing, because to me, that's what everything else needs to be shed away in order for us to be in this more direct union with God type of state. So
let me give that a minute here. So at the purest aspect of that source is what we're accessing in the ascension, and it's within the DNA, and it's just purely intelligent, and there's no limits to what the consciousness is in there, but there's nothing separate from that. And then when I think of the blueprint, it just seems too congested from where I'm talking about, because where I'm talking about is, it's when you're running this pure frequency, when you're able to access it and turn it on, it's just that. It's your body just becomes one pure frequency, and all the information is right there, and nothing else is needed. If I had to like place the divine blueprint into it, the blueprint itself would be the matrix of information until you can actually bypass and hold the higher frequency beyond the matrix. But it's still not that source just yet, if that makes sense.
Yeah, I think it does. And I love how you also talked about how we do, it's all within ourselves, like this whole chasing the next guru or the techniques or whatever, one thing after another, how we all really have this innate ability within our own selves. And I think that's really what a lot of this work comes down to when we're coming into alignment with that frequency or awareness of the power of the consciousness and the experience to get us there. So yeah, that's really makes a lot of sense.
Well, that's what I love. Again, that's what I love about this work and being in communities that really, to move through the ascension and the embodiment, it's not for the faint heart, right? There's a lot involved in it. But at the end of the day, you really have to be in a place where you're fully accountable that you're the one that's been co-creating here this whole time, and all the information is stored, you know, within. And you do come to a point where it's like, okay, the body's just like a computer. It programs the same way. So you really have to flip things around. And again, it's everything that I spoke about, right? It's all of that to get to that place where you're consolidating the body, where the body's not going into all this identification. Instead, it already knows what it is. And you're able to have access that and turned on, and you are that information. Then from there, it's easy to go into your environment and just see where everything is consciously. And there's no good or bad or you know what I mean? It's just information. But what you're doing is you're shifting the game, because your body's becoming frequency. And that's when the beauty happens, is when you're in these really high fields, you realize how much of a holograph this is. I've been in some of the highest states where one time I came home, I was in this really high field. I always tell my students this. And I kept putting my hand through the door. And I couldn't, like, I started laughing because I was like, oh my God, this is what this is. Things just clicked to me because it was at such a high resonance frequency. Because all I do is teach ascending the body. But that was a moment where I'm like, okay, well, this is funny. Now, how am I going to get inside? And then, because everything just went black. And that's the pure creation frequency. And right there, I'm like, okay, all right, I get this. And so then I came through and I opened the door, but I've had many moments like that where you can see the ripple of the hologram and all that. When you're holding these fields and your body's so consolidated to be intelligent and just to see what stuff is in information, and you have no chemical body anymore. It's just what we were meant to be. And it's pretty freaking awesome what our capability is to hold and harness. And so I do think, again, to answer your question in the very beginning, where are we heading? We are heading here, and this is the coolest part. And whether we've been here before, fine, but again, to be in this experience, I do see that that's happening. But there's, now we know there's actually logical steps to start turning on potential.
Yeah, I love that. And I love how you touched on the accountability piece, or the importance of knowing ourselves and doing the deeper inner work or self-awareness piece about like what it takes to, people talk about going through this spiritual awakening or the dark night of the soul or this ego work that we touched on, and really having that importance around knowing ourselves and being accountable for like breaking a lot of this stuff down and what that really looks like, and how it's not always a pretty journey, right? It takes us into this really difficult times with our
100%.
Own selves.
Yeah. And the planet itself the holograph couldn't be more dense, but what a great time to just put into action, to just learn information in a whole new way. So yeah, no, I appreciate that. And that's what always, why I keep sharing and talking and teaching all the different ways that I can to try to teach people how to harness and cultivate what I speak about, because it's that freedom and that sovereignty, and it's all done within each and every one of us. No one's doing it for you. And that's how it was always meant to be. And there's no separation whatsoever with it. And so again, it's like really knowing what's truly the human source and just how expansive and intelligent it is, but so consolidated. Again, it's really cool to know how truly free and sovereign we really are and what we're capable of bringing forward. Like, I couldn't imagine if we were all using our DNA at 100%, we would not look like this.
What are we going to look like?
It would just be frequency. It would just be frequency.
Amazing. Oh my gosh. Well, yeah, we're going to, I guess, see where this whole process goes with ascension and everything that's going on and the light frequencies coming in. So yeah, that's amazing, Shannon. I'm glad you like have so much expertise on this topic and were able to go into detail on how to actually even articulate and describe for people who are still like figuring it out and in the learning stages. We're just, all of us are really just trying to wrap our heads around so much of this material and these concepts. So it's such important work. So I'm glad you're here teaching us and helping people every day with this stuff. And I know you have also I'm going to put in the chat actually, and I'm going to post it in this when I post this online, but I know you have a free gift, a meditation, and I wanted to see if there's anything. I don't know if we have any questions. People are free to chime in if we want to do anything, couple minutes here that we have. But yeah, tell us about the free gift and the meditation that you're providing for people who have been able to join today or who might get the email for the replay after.
Yeah, so it's kind of a little, it's a guided, it's kind of like a clearing hypnosis, little tiny taste, but it's holding and harnessing frequency. And so I did it around new beginnings and also moving through, I think, a limited belief, but you guys are going to get a good taste of what I'm talking about. In that 20 minutes, I am guiding you to hold different frequencies in your body and to shake out more of that limited belief frequency and feel how you're storing it in the physical body system. And then I'm guiding you to a place to unhook from the matrix where you're holding that pure, more neutral zero point. So it's kind of like a little frequency workout, but it's complementary to what I'm talking about. If you guys didn't get anything I said today, it'll be something to go play with a little bit and then come back to the information and see what rings true and what feels good for you. But yeah, it's really, again, it's embodiment work. It's ascension embodiment work. And it's really just teaching you consciousness of what frequency is and letting your body hold it. So play around with it and enjoy.
Yeah. And so much of this, I mean, I think we're absorbing, even just hearing it, we're activating a lot in our system. So things are coming online, whether we understand or our logical brain is taking over or not. So
yeah,
It's always about attuning.
And people are, again, I just love where we're at all together and what you're bringing forward, because the information and in the frequency, that's how we learn this stuff, really, is what resonates. What resonates, and then really making a choice from how to be guided and follow that through yes and no. So I guess the one thing I do want to say with that too is, you guys, when you're moving through choice and you're doing it from a place of zero point, like anytime you're in emotion or chemical, really just bring yourself back to a place where you are at a zero point neutral state and give yourself time before you make a choice. Step back if you have to. But the one thing I will tell you with making choice, yes is a yes, no is a no, maybe is a no. Do not make choice on maybe. Step back until you're at a place of harnessing more of a pure frequency and then taking the information from that.
Well, yeah, thanks for the link. Yeah, and also that's how we describe like being in a reactionary state versus like taking a moment to respond or creating that pause period before doing something. And yeah, if it's not a strong yes, that means you're having resistance and your intuition is probably telling you to hold back on things, right? So getting in touch with our intuitive abilities is what it all comes down to, and making sure we're in the state of discernment between what we should be doing and what we shouldn't be doing. So much of that is like difficult work, but we get better and better as we go along, I think.
Yeah, and mastering frequency. Right. Again, that our body is way more intelligent than the ego.
Amazing. Yes. Awesome. All right, Shannon. Well, thank you so much. I know we're just passing the hour. Is there any other final thoughts you'd like to share with the audience, or things you'd like to leave us with, words of wisdom before we wrap up here, and anywhere that people can go to follow you or reach out if they're interested in learning more about your work?
Yeah, if you guys are interested in hearing more about me, it's really easy. I'm shannonpardini.com. I do a lot of one-on-one work and I teach a lot of courses, so you can always reach out for what's next. And again, I appreciate you all for being here. Thank you for showing up. And my thing is just to know how powerful you guys truly are. This really is an inward game with the embodiment ascension. And I just look forward to all of us getting to this point where we do feel sovereign and free and just really energetically are in this source that's neutral and peaceful and loving and kind. So no, just appreciate you all. I love you. Appreciate you.
Yeah. And I'm hearing so much about sovereignty and states of freedom. And that's where we're all going with this. And so I love that message because it really aligns with so much of the theme that we're talking about with everything that people are going through right now and all of this. So yeah, thank you so much, Shannon. I appreciate you. And we're getting a lot of thank yous coming in. So thanks everyone for being here. And I look forward to connecting if you guys are interested next week. We have a different guest each week. So yeah, definitely can't wait to see you again in the future, Shannon.
Yeah, appreciate you, honey. And yeah, love you all. Thank you.
Thank you guys. Bye-bye.
Thank you so much for joining us on this episode today. Please share your biggest takeaway with me via our community. For new listeners, thank you for tuning in. I invite anyone to explore the resources, links, and show notes available on my website, www.adinamovana.com. If a topic or discussion piqued your curiosity or interest today during the show, you can easily find it there at that website. And if you have any specific topics you would like me to cover, feel free to email me at em@adinamovana.com. Thank you again for joining me today, and I look forward to connecting with you again next week on Into the Light.